Welcome to Sweeping the Country, or should I say instead, Jimmy, welcome back.
Yes, it was really kind of a weird trip this time. Okay. It wasn't exactly what I had tended to do, but the highlight of the trip, frankly, was getting away from the 100-degree temperatures.
And you did that.
Going up in Michigan. Michigan temperatures were, in the day, maybe they hit 70, but in the night,
wow.
In the early morning, it was like 59, 60.
Oh, beautiful.
And that was so, I was looking here that Southern California, their heat wave is going to bring temperatures to 119.
That's like Arizona desert hot. I mean, that's like,
yeah,
well, I guess they really have Death Valley. I mean,
but bad things happen at 119 with warping of the streets and do all kinds of bad stuff.
Yeah, no kidding.
Phoenix, listen to this. Yeah, it's wonderful to be there in the wintertime, but it's hit 100 straight days of 100-degree heat.
That sounds like a record I would not want to be involved
with. No, I mean, I'm so
all.
Worn out from it. In the South, it's been very hot and very humid, and it's the summertime. August is supposed to be hot, but we've been burning it up, you know, all summer where you've had to water all the time, and it just, you know, my air conditioner works, and that's fine. But I'm just worn out from it. And frankly, when I went to Florida over this last week, I went down there just because my other trip blew up. And I have friends, so I went down there because I can eat good, and the hotel was the right price and everything. And it was too hot to do anything during the day, really.
You know, I was going to say, it's
go
almost
out there till about 10 o'clock in the morning, and then you got to go in for the rest of the day pretty much.
Yeah, it kind of paralyzes you. And I, with us right now, we're staying in the 90s. We got a little break, 3 days where it was in the 70s and 80s. It was really nice. But if we're not paralyzed by the heat, and Boise area, which is near where I am, is got the heat every summer. It's hot. You know, it takes a month and a half. But we've now got these fires. So not only can you not go outside, you can't even go out in the morning because it's so smoky. You can just
and that
feel
happens.
It.
I mean, you know, I've been up there when it's happened.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's not good. In fact, I built vacations away from going up there.
Yeah.
In certain places, when you know it's going to be there in August, generally, and maybe leaking into September. But this has been, and I don't want to buy into this global warming stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, we were laughing the other day. You know, if the ice that was like in the South was here millions of years ago, if it hadn't receded, we'd still be in the ice bucket. Well,
you brought up a really good point. So, you brought up a great point. We were driving somewhere. I can't remember, but it was a canyon. And we were looking up on the wall, right, where you're in a canyon, like the Grand Canyon, but it wasn't the Grand Canyon. It was just a canyon in kind of going out towards.
Well, you have a bunch of them in Idaho.
Yeah,
so.
We do. And you'll just be driving
Snake
along
River
and it'll.
Canyon.
Yeah, it was near there, actually. Yeah. But when you're going through there and you look up on the side of the canyon, right, I'm talking 500 feet up.
Yep.
There are lines where the water was, right? I don't know how many 100,000 years ago.
Million,
whatever. But it seems really logical to think if it was up there at one time, it's very possible that it could go up there again. Why are people so surprised by that?
I mean, there's just stuff that we have everything in our minds, in our illiterate brains in many cases, of the weather has, you know, obviously been different over the years. The dinosaurs died because
of
weather and some other things that happened. Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, the earth changes and things explode and things recede and all kinds of stuff goes on.
Thank you for saying that.
We are humans and we go out there and something has changed in the Gulf of Mexico. Because in my whole life, maybe it's because, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people were down in the Gulf, you know, when I was a kid and we were out in the water and I never saw a shark or anything.
Yeah, there's
so
that.
Something has changed. The patterns of fish and little fish get chased by big fish. Patterns change.
They do.
And over a 1 year period, over a 10 year, 20 year, 30 year, all that stuff, you know, and so we don't have the, it's bad. I mean, you have certain things that bugs come around. Pine beetles are eating up a lot of the forest in the South.
Oh,
that's
are they?
A bad
thing. Oof, boy.
And they've got to, you know, hopefully they'll figure out something to do with that.
Yeah,
but
they kill the trees.
Stuff happens naturally. Yes, things happen in a bad way too, you know, when we pollute the streams and do some bad stuff. But this temperature, I think it's just, it happens. It's happened before. It's just that we're in that pattern. You know, the Dust Bowl came up in the United States in Kansas and those places like that, what, in the late 1800s, whenever that was.
Yeah, when Oklahoma, when everybody migrated across the country. Yeah,
I mean, different things happen all the time over the years. We're just not around. We didn't have TV to show us all that stuff.
Let me ask you a question. Just write what you think right away. But if the Dust Bowl happened today, what would the headline be for the cause of the Dust Bowl tomorrow morning?
It'd be something man-made. We did something wrong, you know, with the steel mills and somewhere. I mean, it's just a lot of malarkey, as President Biden. That's my favorite word that comes from him is malarkey. My dog just opened the door. Did you just come in here and open the door? Uh-oh. That's why if he heard the noise coming through here.
I did. I heard a little.
He just opened it.
And
I got to close the door.
Well, clearly anyway. Need something.
You but gotta... anyway, I don't know why. It's just people don't need a lesson in meteorology. But it's been hot this summer.
Yeah.
And maybe it won't be as much next summer, but it certainly is this summer.
Yeah, no
and,
doubt.
It's
no
been
doubt.
Uncomfortable. And then one thing I noticed too in an election year, and I've been through a few in my life, I saw one big Trump sign in Florida. I saw one somewhere else. In the north, maybe in Michigan or something.
Okay.
And I didn't see any Bidens. And obviously, I don't think you could have technically produced many of the Harris-Waltz things because it's a new campaign.
Short notice.
So I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never seen this on this election, and I went through 10, 15 states. I never saw a bumper sticker for anybody.
Wow. Interesting.
And that just seems weird. I mean, we always have always seen some of that, some yard signs. Something, you know, I know people care about the election. I know people may not have been too thrilled about the choices that they had 6 months ago. And some people are excited about the choice they have now. That's totally a beauty contest. I mean, it's not based on this issue versus that. And what seems to be so odd is I listen to campaign and I listen to talk radio.
Yeah.
If someone, you know, the abortion issue is certainly a big issue.
Sure it is.
It's a big issue, it seems, for the Democrats and kind of a third rail electrocution issue for the Republicans, at least in the media and everything. But if that is someone's number one issue, I think that's a troubled person. If you're not more concerned about the military in this country, or you're not more concerned about immigration or inflation or the wars that are going on in Ukraine, the potential for nuclear war in this country seems to be more than we've ever had in a long time, you know, not since Cuba and some of that. There's so many big issues, including the environment and possibly global warming and everything else. And the abortion is the number one thing. And the only thing, you're a one issue person. I'm sorry. That's not good. It's important. Yes. And I'm not even saying what side I think. I think it's just an important issue for people to discuss, but it's not the most important issue overriding everything else. And for some, that's the only issue they care about. And
yeah,
I don't,
it's almost like
I can't get that. I don't understand that.
It's almost like they've latched onto it as the solo item to oppose the other player in the game. It's just like a triage for the military, right? There's a lot of bad things happening. There are people that are injured on the battlefield in those kind of situations or at a hospital. They order people. How severe is the injury? This guy's got a broken arm. This guy's bleeding out of his ear. We better take the guy with the bleeding ear or the chest pain.
I mean, I don't want to minimize
it. Right, I know.
Because I know to some people it... You know, it is. I mean, it's but they've gotten all wrapped up in it. They need to be able to be dealing with more issues. Usually, the person that's on that one side is going to be okay with the other issues that are on that team, too. So that's okay. But I think it just more coverage has been given to that than it's due.
I agree. And there's also a group and you use that as the topic or the main line there, but you could also use Social Security. That's a big deal to people who are coming upon that age. But it's not the only issue.
It shouldn't be the only thing that you care
about. Exactly.
Unless you're the couple of percenters that's your only source of income and you would not eat if you didn't get that, then that's going to be your number one issue.
Fair enough.
If you want to get, I wonder if certain things are tied together, though. I heard someone the other day, and I've been meaning to look this up, but I can get the gist of it.
Yeah.
The fertility rate in the United States and other parts of the world too. It's not just us, but it is us.
Yeah, yeah.
Is the lowest it's been in a long, 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 long,
are you
long time.
Are you suggesting, Jimmy, that this is part of a larger plan to have people?
It's a part of a something, because if that issue, you know, okay, if that's and where the in the that issue is the most important to women of childbearing years, correct?
Makes sense.
And so I understand that, and not as much of an issue to men, more of an issue to women. I totally get it.
Right.
And then with the fertility deal, is that women, younger ones, 18 to whatever they were guessing, 34, I guess, was the age somewhere in there, a large percentage of them had no interest ever in having children.
Fascinating.
And that was it. And that was at an all-time high. Mm-hmm. And that's where the abortion is tied in there. But again, there are forms of birth control, you know, then abortion. But it's just weird what's going on with the family.
Mm-hmm. The dynamic,
the abortion issue, you know, and the whether or not you ever want to be a parent, or, you know, maybe you can't find the right person to have children with. There's some people that can't have them. That's fine. There's adoption that's always out there that's possible.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
The quick way, you know, there just seems to be something that's going on in society that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just seems like, and I don't see either one of these leaders that's going to inspire us to do anything different. You know, they can talk the talk of hope and change and joy and all that.
Yeah.
But unless you get down and let you get inflation down where you can afford, and these hotel prices, holy smokes.
Well, yeah,
Batman.
You've had firsthand recently. Yeah.
I mean, I found some deals here and there, but I mean, good Lord, $500 and $600 a night for any hotel room that points to the water in many places.
Wow.
It's just ridiculous. And then people want to go the easy route and say the grocery store people are gouging prices.
Are they? I mean, are
there was a story today that Kroger admitted that they raised the price of, or lower, I did something. I guess they raised the price of eggs and milk, you know, two items that I never buy.
Right. Very
and I'm
little.
Still, yeah. And they did it for some reason of competition, trying to run somebody out of business or something, you know. But again, the percentage of profit for a grocery business is extremely low.
Oh, it's
just like it is with restaurants. It's very low.
Sure it is.
I mean, it's single digits.
Yeah.
And they go by volume. They got to sell a lot of stuff to be able to do it.
No doubt.
It's just the uninformed journalists that are out there today, the bias. And this is another reason. The New York Times, someone was talking about them today.
Mm-hmm.
Many people think the New York Times is not even, that it's biased and biased to the left. I would say I'd agree with that.
Yeah,
the journalists that work
too.
For them, I guarantee you there's there's not 5% of a New York Times reporter pool that's Republican.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Be one in 100.
And I would throw the Washington Post in there too.
Put them in there too.
100%.
And so those young, and they're young.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not getting paid squat. They're young.
Right.
And their stuff is leaning to the left. Well, they said that the editors years ago at the New York Times, their job, they knew that they were going to have young reporters that leaned to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And the editor's job was to push to try to get it to the center.
Yeah.
But and that was to sell newspapers. If they were just going to be a left-wing newspaper, it probably wouldn't sell. Because you, even up there, they're Republicans. I mean, they had a Republican Governor Pataki not that many years ago. So there are plenty of Republicans in New York State.
Mm-hmm.
So you would lose a lot of business if you did that. But now they can't do ads on newspapers very much. They don't do many.
Yeah.
That they do subscriptions. And the subscription pool are the people that are probably more to the left.
Interesting.
So the people who are, you know, like if they do a story on Trump at all in the New York Times, the letters to the editor just smoke. You're giving him too much attention. You shouldn't give him any attention.
Wow.
So that pushes the New York Times more to the left. It makes a lot of sense.
It really does. And
if you want to try to, You're going to try to keep your subscribers.
Yeah, you don't want to lose them. You don't want to lose them. Yeah, sure. You know, you're in the radio business. You have been for years, television, radio, in the radio business, which is my only media, you know, minus what we're doing right now and online. My only experience in radio was to do some talk and some music, but always you always had to cater to the listener. You know who your audience is. You don't want to lose listeners. If you get into a book, a Nielsen rating book, and this may be beyond what a lot of people know about radio, but if you get into a Nielsen rating book and all of a sudden you drop to 12th place in the list of radio stations, you aren't getting buys from the national companies anymore. You're losing advertisers.
Oh, right.
And when you lose listeners or readers in the newspaper or subscriptions, you lose your shirt. So I get it. It makes a lot of sense. I've never thought of it before, but it makes a lot of sense.
And that's where it's going in at least in the world of newspapers in the Northeast.
Yeah.
It probably fits the same in a lot of other areas. But you've just got so much, you know, journalism that's pointing to one side of the page.
Yeah, yeah.
Not on the other.
But
and I don't know.
But if you look at it like you're saying.
I don't know
saying,
how you fix that. I really don't.
I don't either. If you look at it how you're
and
talking
so
about.
And so what people have done to fix it is they don't watch. But it's just it's just crazy that all our news, I don't even know what to believe half the time anymore.
That's
and I'm looking up
something.
Here at headlines today, you know, Eagles, listen to this story. The Eagles, the group, deny endorsing Harris, fake ads pop up around Philadelphia. People are putting up AI and putting up all kinds of things already.
Yeah.
And putting up fake endorsements for people. There was a picture in AI that someone created. They can do amazing things with AI. They had Trump carrying Harris like through the threshold.
Oh, like they just got married? Kind
of, but she was just carrying her up like that. I don't know what that was supposed to mean.
Yeah.
But the fact that then it was both their faces and all that stuff, how they can do that, I mean, I don't understand the technical, but it can be done.
It can
and
be done.
And they can do just about anything and do it with voices and everything else.
I went to a website just the other day, Jimmy. I went to a website and I said, hey, I'm going to say a phrase and I want it in this person's voice. I want to say a phrase and I want it in this person's voice. And if that person was famous enough, their voice was there. And I could make any statement I wanted and it sounded just like, it was Ronald Reagan, I think, is who I was trying to sound like. Because of that new movie coming out. I was like, wow.
Well, how interesting about the Reagan movie. Now, this is interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of people would generalize and say that movie critics are a bunch of liberals.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to fight that because my experience with a lot of them, there were certainly some that weren't, but most of them in the print world were, or it seemed to when we'd have political discussions.
Yeah.
They were certainly more leaning that way. Mm-hmm. And even the TV people were too. And so I said, okay. Now, the critics gave the Reagan movie on Rotten Tomatoes, the conglomerate was like 15, 18, maybe 20%. It was low.
Yeah, that is low. Yeah.
Rotten. But the people on CinemaScore, that is the exit poll of the opening night of the film, which means that's the people who wanted to really see the movie the most.
Yeah.
Their exit polls gave it an A.
So,
and it was the largest gap between the people and the reviewers that's ever been.
Wow, that's fascinating.
And so that goes back to where we are politically.
Yeah, of course.
People on the left hand hate Reagan. Mm-hmm. They hated Rush Limbaugh. For name two, and they hate Trump. If you want to, put three people in that they really hate a whole bunch.
Mm-hmm.
The people on the right, they loved Ronald Reagan, they loved Rush Limbaugh, and they loved Trump. So, the people who are going to see a Reagan movie are certainly most people are probably more on the right hand side of the page than very many on the left, unless they went out of curiosity. This is a hero film.
Okay.
It's a film.
Oh, so that's, you got to love him.
It doesn't try to be a documentary. It's not trying to, it's Ronald Reagan is a hero in here. So it's a hero piece. And that's where the critics went crazy. Well, it didn't do a Ron Contra very much, you know, and it didn't talk about that, you know, and it claimed that he could see waves, you know, I mean, it's a hero piece.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Superman can't really fly. Do you know that? I don't want to break him apart, but
no,
yes, he can. But you know, it's just crazy. It's just insanity is lurking around every corner.
No, and you're right. And it's hard to you can see trends. You can see, you know, it's just like the people that, you know, hate Fox TV or hate CNN or hate, you know, it's the same. It's the same MO. But there is the one thing that's common in all that that we've just said over and over is the word hate. And I don't know why it has got to that level. I wish there was some way to go. Why,
I think it was that way during Nixon. I mean,
yeah, maybe.
I was just getting started.
Yeah.
People hated Nixon on the left. They really did.
Good movie, by the way.
They really did.
Frost Nixon.
They hated Reagan.
Yeah.
I didn't think that the hate wasn't out there as far for the Bushes.
Did they hate JFK? Did anybody hate JFK?
They did. Okay. The South, they did.
Well, somebody
did. They hated the Chief Justice, Earl Warren. And I remember growing up in Alabama, there were billboards that said impeach Earl Warren, who was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court in the 60s.
It's been going on a long time.
So it's just that we have different media that's more, you know, that's out there, were broader. I mean, you had networks, you had everything in those days, but you didn't have it where it's here in front of me, like right now, where, you know, in fact, I just got this report as we tape this. Constable Ford, deputy shot and killed, Richmond at Fondren in Houston on his way to work. That's happening right now as we do this.
Something,
news is instant now.
Yes.
You know, I mean, and it's been instant now for 20 years. We just passed the anniversary of Princess Diana's death, and it's been 17 years,
At least, I think he said.
And we were pretty instant then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I would say.
I mean, it was pretty instant. I was at the lake that weekend and saw it. It was a big deal. And I remember when Brian Williams, it was later in the evening when in dawn, they waited 2 hours, I think, to tell anybody, but it wasn't long after that.
You know, it's funny.
But it's just news is instant, and I've listened to a lot of it in hotel rooms and stuff the last couple of weeks.
I'm sure, yeah.
CNN, you know, CNN is playing to its audience. It's the third rated network. Mm-hmm. Of the news networks, MSNBC, they're certainly playing to the left.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't even CNN tries to act like they're fair in some cases, but MSNBC doesn't even try.
They don't.
I mean, they're not.
Well,
even,
it's like
they're
Fox on the other side. They don't.
Fox will try just a little bit with Bret Baier.
Yeah, maybe. You know,
and a couple of people they try, but then mostly, particularly at night, you know, they're as far to the right as MSNBC is far to the left. And frankly, I'm tired of both of them.
I agree.
I've tried to listen to News Nation. I don't know if you've ever tried them out.
I haven't. I've tried Newsmax.
They're taking both sides. They're trying to play both sides.
Yeah,
it's okay.
But it's almost like the trust has been violated, and so now we can't go back. I don't know. You said something about how news is instant, and it is, and it's gotten even quicker and quicker and quicker over the last 5 years. Even it's gotten quicker, where it's, you know, here's a story, here's a different variation of the story, here's the whole story. But also, you have this file cabinet of stories and topics that you can reach in and grab at any time. If you wanted to see the Princess Diana original story right now, you could probably, whoever reported it first, probably look it up on YouTube and be watching it in seconds, you know, which that's changed a lot of things. I mean, I talk to people, I say, oh, did you see the Kamala speech, or did you see the interview with what's her name?
Dana Bash.
Did you see that with Waltz? No, I didn't see it. Well, you can YouTube 5 minutes. You can watch 10 minute, you know, summary.
And I'm getting some kind of, hold on a second. Something's gone crazy here. Hold on. That thing just started talking. All right. Well, good. It just started talking.
I barely heard it, but you know what I mean. You can go and you can watch the interview. You can watch it if you missed.
No, you can see anything. I mean,
anything.
And people, God bless them, have been really good about, you know, putting up stuff that's,
I agree,
that's, you know, music wise.
Yeah, I agree.
And concert wise, I've enjoyed so many things.
But at the same time, you can be going along and say, oh, I want to see the original story of Princess Diana. And it's Joe Johnson in his pajamas reviewing the footage of the accident, which is terrible. It's garbage, you know, but you get in it and then you start. And so you're trying to, I guess, filter out all of the crap.
There is a lot of junk, no doubt. I mean, there is a whole heap of junk.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's still terrible. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Nobody, you know, CNN used to do this. CNN, when they first went on, they weren't into all this political morass and stuff that they're into.
I can't even remember
when
they
were
not.
They had a show called Crossfire, and that was, did the news of what was going on. And for example, if I had been a CNN assignment person at their, you know, at their big, you know, some, and there still is one somewhere, you know, at their desk that's taking in all, I would go live and take a look live at this car where this deputy was shot and killed on his way to work. They said that that the shooter unloaded two different times on that, you know. But, I mean, that type of stuff was breaking news, and that's how you got people to stay tuned. Because, well, I want to see what's happened here. Where's the gunman? Is he? Did they find? I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I mean, that kind of stuff. But there's something going on around the country all the time.
Yeah.
And we just don't – We need to know if people are going up to cops and shooting them.
Right, on a regular basis. Is this a problem?
And we need to know that if you go to Union Square in San Francisco, where you've been, and I've been multiple times, and there's somebody there that's going to shoot you. I kind of always felt a little funky there, because
it is
even
weird.
Back in the late 60s, early 70s, when certainly in the 70s when I would go out there, there were homeless people all over the place.
All over.
In Union Square. Particularly Union Square, though, more than any place I could think of. I didn't see them around Fisherman's Wharf.
Well, that's where they used to all be.
Coit Tower.
Yeah, they were all there. Now they've moved out and spread out.
Yeah, now they've moved all over the place, pooping all over the place.
There were a lot of them,
But Union Square had a lot. This is where this young person who was going to be arraigned today, you know, shot this football player because they saw the watch. And that's another thing to remember when you're going to anywhere. You know, don't anyone who wears a flashy watch or some gigantic diamond ring or something, you're taking a big risk when you're on vacation or when you're at someplace like a Union Square, because all of a sudden you've got an X on you. You know, and people are going to follow you, or people are going to carjack you. That's why you don't want to go to gas stations at night and get gas. You don't want to go to the ATM at night and get money, because there are people watching that that can follow you home and everything else. So, I mean, those kind of tips and things should be done on newscasts on a more frequent basis, showing people, you know, stuff and just other than just dealing with abortion, for example, or just dealing with, you know, the game of Harris versus Trump. It's like a boxing match. It has no substance. They're just both doing the rope-a-dope.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree with you.
No one's talking issues. He is some of the time. She isn't at all.
Yeah,
but that's her philosophy, is not to get into those things. And no one's demanding that they do it. Reporters are all in on hating Trump. And not all, obviously the Fox ones aren't. But I'd say most of them are all in. And then all the music people who are left-leaning, they're all in against hating Trump, because they don't want his songs used at the rallies.
Oh, that's
Isaac
Hayes'
family sued, and they said today they won't use Hold On, I'm Coming anymore. So it's like it's all in on the left-hand side of the page. You know,
it's very odd.
In two-step.
I saw some footage, and talking about news stories that you don't get enough information or they don't cover it fully. I saw a story, and I want to know more about it. And I looked, and I found more, but I could never find any answers, Jimmy.
There's never any follow-up because they can't afford it.
Or it's different. Like,
it takes a reporter to afford it. They've gotten rid of so many, and the ones they have left are children that have no experience, particularly at the TV stations. There's no gray hair in the room. There's no gray hair in the room at most any station below market number 20.
That's wild
It's just the way that it is. Because the TV people, again, the ones that with the low fertility aspirations, are not watching television.
They're watching their phone.
If it's not on TikTok, they pretty much don't get it.
They'll watch
documentaries and straight crazy stuff on Netflix, but they won't watch a newscast.
Yeah,
and they won't watch local or network. There's I don't know. I mean,
fascinating.
I don't know that they know why, but they've certainly somewhere along the way this happened. And it's not about one side or the other being biased in this case.
Yeah.
Something occurred. And I asked, let's see, there's a young man. Let's see, what grade is he in now? Fourth or fifth, maybe fifth, maybe sixth. And I said, did you study? Did they, he was talking about, got to go home and do his math problems. Okay. And, but there's no shortage of studying math and science. But I said, are you studying history or geography? Does anybody know where Illinois is on the map?
Yeah.
God forbid anybody ever tell you what the capital of Michigan is, or, you know, I just basic things that you learn. It's all gone nuts about math and science.
Wild.
And just it's way wild. Too much of that. It's not a balance. Yes, I'm sure we need to do it to be able to create for some people who are going to be great people in doing math and science things, but it's not for everybody.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Let those people go off to math and science school, you know, where that's all, if that's all they want to learn, they can't find their way downtown, but they can add, you know, up 10 columns of math. That's fine. But we need a country that's got all kinds of people in it. We need warriors.
Mm-hmm.
We need people other than just sportsmen. We need warriors to put the military.
Yeah, sure.
Because we've got the recruiting is all down. Mm-hmm. Everything's all screwed up in that area.
And it's not just in the United States, Jimmy. I read an article which had no follow-up again about the Chinese military said that there's a whole generation that has no interest in, you know, fighting and doing all. So they've got a bunch of people that they're.
Well, that's fine with people don't want fighting, but it's like people that don't want police. You know, we don't.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody has to do it.
Until you need them, you don't want them.
Right.
You know?
Who's fighting the Venezuelan, if this is even a true story, gangs that have taken over those apartment buildings in Colorado? Who's going to fight those people? You have to have somebody meet them on their turf and take away what they've taken
from them. We have got
to
have warriors.
Yeah,
we need people who are warriors.
I agree.
And we need people who are doctors, and we need people who are mathematicians.
I would put police in the category of warriors, along with the military.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Police are warriors. We need people who want to serve, whether it's a nurse or a doctor, or
firefighters,
or an EMT, or whatever it is. We got people that want to serve people, and we need a reward. We need teachers, people that know how to communicate, not just people that know how to add 2 + 2.
Right.
You know, they need to be able to communicate. We need all kinds of people, but we need leadership.
Mm-hmm.
God knows, more than anything, we need leadership.
Wow. Well said.
We need people to motivate people. We need people to maybe cause for a balance and call people out when they're doing crazy stuff.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. When they're responsible, hold people accountable for the behavior.
You know, there's so many things we're doing crazy. We're pushing gambling way too hard.
Hmm.
We're pushing booze. A 10-year-old got killed the other day after a Kenny Chesney cat show in Massachusetts because a guy started drinking at 1 o'clock, and by 5 or 6, he went into the show, which is what they do, and was drunk out of his mind, somehow stole a Jeep in the parking lot, and traveling 60 miles an hour, ran into some innocent people, injured a bunch and killed a 10-year-old.
Oh, my Lord.
And I got people back talking me on that. You can't blame, you know, Kenny Chesney and them for it. I don't blame anybody for it.
Right.
Yes, individual responsibility. But, yeah, you set people up to fail by having people start drinking at 1 o'clock in the afternoon where it's sanctioned by the government and the authorities and everybody else. Come on in here and drink, and then you go in there and you're by 6 o'clock, you're really drunk, and then you go back out in the car 2 hours later. Yeah, things are going to happen.
Right,
so,
and they're not going to be good.
There's just way too much booze, way too much, you know, the tolerance of that. We need to have alcohol and whatever else people want to, you know, blow their minds out with. But when it affects other people,
that's the one you got.
That's not a good thing. And some 10-year-old, their family's mourning because, you know, the drunks had a big time at the Kenny show.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm tired of it personally.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I am too. Well, look at there.
We're recording a podcast, Chopper. We have people just jopping in on us.
We do.
Anybody coming in off the street.
Well, Jimmy, you've got to interview them.
To
you've got to bring, you've got We have.
I need protection from people just walking in off the street. Who are you, ma'am? What are you doing
here? You know, you could have an on-air light.
I have a guard dog down here at my feet.
The
useless,
guard dog broke in.
Useless. She's asleep.
I love it.
Sad.
Well, terrible. It seems like you have a list of other things to do, and I know you do. But I enjoyed the heck out of that. And you're right; we need a leader that can motivate. I mean, I think about people who have gone down the pathway of like, and I'll just bring it up because I think he's a great motivator, he's a great speaker, and that is his whole life is Tim Robbins, right? That's what he does. He gets a crowd of people, and I bet you he could motivate them to eat oranges.
Coach Saban and so many other people.
Another great example that
understand how to get people
motivated.
To follow a system,
yes.
follow a process, and
get to an end to a means. Yeah,
this is going to be the outcome of that process.
Yes, I mean a means to an end. Yes,
we need some people with more logic and less emotion.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Less hate, but Jimmy. Less hate.
Less hate. More love. Quit singing about booze and sing about love. That could be the best advice you hear all day.
It also sounds like a country song.
Well, no one would ride one because they got to sing about trucks and beer.
That's going to do it for us this week on Sweeping the Country. Until next week when we do it all again, I'm Derek Walker. He is
Joe Blow. No, Jimmy Carter. I was going to make up my name.